I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Dayson, great to have you back with us. Noel and I are excited, as always, that you're back. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. Great to have you. And hopefully enjoy it. And as always, for all our listeners, feel free to comment, contact us, Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can get in touch with me personally at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. If you have any inquiries about training, about the show, curtain call questions you'd like to have answered on a show, or just a conversation about baseball in general, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, doesn't matter to us. We love talking the game of baseball, and that's what this is all about. So we're excited about this show, as I said, and you know, let's talk about Adam Wainwright getting number 199 in the last week. Texas Rangers looking better against the Blue Jays right now in a hot four-game contest that's super important to both teams with playoff implications on it. Matt Olson getting up to 51 home runs with the Braves. They're still a juggernaut and rolling along. So many things to talk about. And, of course, on the downside, the Martian going down with a UCL injury for the New York Yankees after getting into four games. A couple of bombs already doing what everybody expected him to or had heard. Shouldn't say expected. Had heard that he's capable of doing. And so we'll talk about all that stuff and a little bit more as well, as you know. So, but before we get there, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro. That's the hitting training aid by Tress Sullivan and his team over at the ripgrippro.com. Check them out. Great training aid, must have training tool in your hitting program. We can talk about it all day long and that, but just look it up. If you have questions about it, again, DM us, contact us directly, and we're happy to talk about that. And, of course, our always favorite throwing training aid, the rope trainer. Hey, it's got to be in your bag, whether you're a pitcher, a player in general, self-training tool, no coaches required, no parents required, just a great arm health, warm-up, prep, mechanical advice. The whole package is right there, and same thing with it. Contact me. I'm happy to talk all day about it, why I believe in it, and support it so much. So, Dirtbags, sit back, get that favorite drink like we talk about, settle into that favorite listening platform that you like to listen to us on, and we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get dirty.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says. Offer good in store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what do you got? Highlights, lowlights? Lots to talk about.
Yeah, so I mean, let's talk about Alek Manoah here quick, right off the hop. Alek Manoah last week optioned down, and basically he has just refused to play for the Buffalo Bisons in AAA. He's basically claiming that it was injury-related, and same with the Toronto Blue Jays, but apparently now Manoah's camp is basically saying, like, no, it's not injury-related, and it's mainly performance-related reasons. And it's like, well, either way, Alek Manoah should not be in the Toronto Blue Jays starting rotation right now. For the 2023 season, he went 3-9 with a 5.87 ERA and 87 and a third innings pitched. Like, he looked horrible all year long. I don't know where he's thinking he deserves a shot in this Toronto Blue Jays rotation, especially since they're in a stretch run right now against teams that are basically in line or fighting for playoff spots. Like, obviously, they got tonight's game against Texas, but, like, it just blows my mind the fact that this guy thinks that he should still be in the major leagues pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays in these situations. Like, take a look at yourself in the mirror, man, and understand you've had just a horrible season. You're doing nothing but costing the Toronto Blue Jays games, and apparently you're air quotation injured. Like, I don't know if he really is injured or not, but you can say that you're injured all you want. Newsflash, dude, you sucked this year. Like, take a seat on the bench, man. The Jays have five capable starters. You ain't one of them.
Comes up to that accountability, right, that we talk about. And that's the tough part of this generation. Nobody wants to be accountable because they've never had to be accountable for anything. Last year, great dude. I mean, I think he's still got that great dude in there. Sure, he's probably embarrassed, which he should be, as whether he's a professional athlete, an amateur athlete, it doesn't matter. I mean, you probably got some embarrassment going on. But at the end of the day, be a big boy. Be a big boy, like you said, Nolan. Take accountability and recognize this isn't your year. You're not going to help get them in there. You're only going to be one more detriment. And we're going to get talking about the Blue Jays in the second segment here tonight for any Blue Jays fans out here. And so I'm going to move on. But you're right. That Alek Manoah thing just has been a disaster for the Blue Jays all season. So put the big boy pants on, settle in at AAA Buffalo and see what you can do. Drive on.
Another incredible low light for the week. You got George Kirby. Last week, takes the mound in the seventh inning. having reached the 90 pitch mark and says, oh, well, I shouldn't have been in the game. I wish that he would have pulled me out of the game. 90 pitches, dude. You're through six innings. You're one of the best pitchers in the American League this year. Like, what are you talking about, man? You're facing the Tampa Bay Rays in a potential playoff series matchup, and you're going to sit there and say, no, you know what? That's on the manager. He should have pulled me after six innings at 90 pitches. Could you imagine trying to explain that to an old school baseball guy? Even all the older starters in the major leagues, right? You're looking at them, man. They got taught right from day one. Hey, you take the mound to start out the game. You're finishing the game. Don't need a closer. George Kirby comes out there and calls out his manager. Then a couple days later, obviously, he apologizes and everything like that. But it's just like, dude, you're one of the best young pitchers in the major leagues right now. He's what, I think third for whip still, fourth for whip in the American League. Right around a one whip. Also having an incredibly low ERA this year. Like, dude's just a flat-out stud. And then you're going to go out there and say that. Yeah, I wish that I got pulled after six innings of 90 pitches. Like, come on, man. You're in the major leagues. Don't be trying to pass the blame on that one. You had one bad pitch. It happens. You should want to go over 90 pitches, over six innings each time you touch the ball. This isn't a game of five innings of 60 pitches and get yanked. Like, this wasn't an injury rehab start. This was a serious start against the Tampa Bay Rays where you guys are fighting for playoff positioning. And you're going to try and cry.
Yeah, you just got back into it last month. You were still rolling. Sure, you dropped down a couple of games. Houston's rolling and stuff like that. Texas has got a little bit of traction going against the Blue Jays. They're in that second wild card spot. Your game, two games behind or whatever. But the bottom line is you hit the nail on the head. Grow up, man. For anybody out there listening, you're a pitcher. You're the parent of a pitcher. You're the coach. Old school, 15 pitches or less an inning. And that's a great job. That's where you want to be. 90 pitches over six innings, 15 pitches or less. In the big leagues you're doing that, like you said, Nolan, you're right on target. That's a great game, and it's against the Tampa Bay Rays. Dude, do you want to be on the mound? Because what I just read out of that or heard out of that or I interpreted, was maybe you don't have the big boy pants. Maybe you don't have the big boy shoulders to take the ball if we do make the playoffs. You're happy to get your six ins. You're happy to get your quality start for remuneration when your time comes up. Are you a Mariner? Are you a big leaguer? Or are you an individual looking for the payday when it comes? Sorry, but again, one of those times, hear what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Grow up, George Kirby.
So now for some highlights for the week. You get Mr. Germán Márquez signing a two-year, $20 million deal with the Colorado Rockies. Obviously, he had Tommy John surgery way back in May, and he will be out for most of next year. So basically, the way that the contract's going to work is it's going to be $10 million each season. So $10 million next year, $10 million in 2025. He had a option for next year that was already guaranteed at $16.5 million and a $2.5 million buyout. So basically the Colorado Rockies have restructured that deal and turned it into 2 years at $20 million.
Yeah, I can live with that. They must like what the doctors have said on the reports of post-op and stuff like that, how his recovery's going. So, you know what? Good move. He's been good for Colorado. He's certainly performed when he's been healthy. So, drive on. Good job.
Another highlight from the week, you get the Chicago Cubs calling up their number one overall prospect, Pete Crow Armstrong. Now, the reason that this is actually kind of a highlight of mine, which I thought was funny. So, Pete Crow Armstrong's mother is Ashley Crow, who was the mom from Little Big League. So now her son is actually a player in the major leagues. That's a cool little tidbit that I learned this past week.
That's an awesome tidbit. Thanks for sharing that, man. That's super cool. Wow. And what a debut. That play last night that he made or whatever and stuff like that in center field. Hey, welcome to the big leagues, big fella.
Yeah, and I mean he's gonna be in the outfield for a long time with the Chicago Cubs. Don't know exactly where they're gonna have him fit in right now. Obviously, you got Seiya Suzuki out in right field, Cody Bellinger for the remainder of the season out in center field. But by all indications, it sounds like Cody Bellinger is open to an extension. The Chicago Cubs obviously open to an extension with him. Otherwise, they would have traded him at the deadline, which, I mean, they still, hindsight's 20/20, they still should have done. But either way, I mean, it sounds like if the Chicago Cubs have their way, Pete Crow Armstrong will be the left fielder of the future for them if they can't, or if they can re-sign Mr. Cody Bellinger. So, and yeah, then
for sure. I think you got to sign a Cody Bellinger or whatever and stuff like that. Even if the shoulder ends up, this year looks good. Finally, after 3 years, 4 years. Even if the shoulder goes down or whatever and that guy, you give him a little bit of DH, you give him some playing. I think you got to go ahead and sign that guy because when he's on the field, I mean, hey, great bounce back year for him. So I like it. If you got those good young guys around him, yes, I agree with you. I think they should have traded. Try to get what you can at the trade deadline and then sign him back if he really likes it. You've seen that in the past. It's not like it's unbelievable that it couldn't happen. They didn't. So now they need to. They need to do some work in the offseason, for sure.
And then just two little tidbits quick as well. You got Mike Rizzo, general manager of the Nationals, signing a multi-year extension today. And David Stearns being announced the VP of baseball operations and general manager for the president of baseball operations for the New York Mets. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back. Your bags, Nolan. Still on some highlights. Anything that's really big that you want to talk about before we move on?
Yeah, so, I mean, let's talk about Matt Olson tying Andrew Jones on the week that Andrew Jones had his number retired by the Atlanta Braves for most home runs in franchise history in one season with his 51st home run. Now, I said a couple years ago when the Atlanta Braves made the move to go and get Matt Olson from the Oakland Athletics, obviously I was like, hey, listen, like if you guys are replacing Freddie Freeman, there's not a lot of first basemen out there that are going to be as well-equipped to come in and replace a all-time franchise icon in Freddie Freeman. And, I mean, Matt Olson, obviously, this year, he's off to a fantastic year. Unfortunately, I don't think my MVP prediction will come true just based on the way that Ronald Acuna has stayed hot and Mookie Betts, obviously, doing the things that he's doing out in Los Angeles. Obviously, it seems like it's a two-horse race there, but, I mean, I can't count Matt Olson out for the MVP race. Right now, he's at 51 bombs, 128 RBIs, 7 RBIs back of the franchise all-time record. So, I mean, yeah, this one here, I mean, realistically, he's got, what, 16 games, 17 games left to try and pass Andrew Jones. I think that that's attainable, the franchise all-time RBI, just based on the way that the Atlanta Braves have been playing all season. I'm not even going to say that that's out of reach. I think he very easily could have 9 to 10 RBIs before the season's all said and done.
Yeah, for sure. Those guys are in the lineup every day, right? Ozzie Albies was right in there until, early August, and then he pulled the hamstring a little bit. Issues for a couple of weeks, he had to go on the IL, but you know what? You got those 3-4 guys that are in that lineup every single day just playing ball. And again, you mentioned it earlier in our show tonight, old school. That's old school stuff. You hardly see that type of stuff anymore, but you're seeing the value in it. I don't care what you're saying. If you're paying these guys and they're good enough and the way they stay in shape, yeah, it's hard on your body. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's hard on your body. But these guys, that's how they stay in condition. That's what they're meant to do. That's what they're capable of doing. So, one thing I wanted to bring up, Nolan, before we circle back to the Braves and some of the other teams that we're going to talk about in this segment, Max Scherzer last week against Verlander in the Houston series, Texas, got beat up pretty good in that outing. Last night he was pitching again for the Rangers. I don't know if you saw it or not. We haven't talked, but exits with a little bit of tricep issues.
Yeah, they said tricep spasms. That was the official terminology that came out today. So, I mean, it's not sounding like it's going to be too serious, but obviously anything related to the arm of a pitcher is never a good sign. I mean, the way that I look at it, it's better than the oblique, the dreaded oblique injury, man, that seems to just ruin people's years. Obviously, there's a chance that if the Texas Rangers make the playoffs, he will be back in time for that stuff. I don't know how long he's going to be shut out for. Obviously, knowing Max Scherzer, I mean, he's going to want to take the ball as soon as he can. So then that way the Texas Rangers can make the playoffs. But right now, I mean, it's a dogfight between them and Toronto for that wild card spot there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they got Nathan Eovaldi going tonight. It's his second start just coming off the IL. The first one he went, 2 1/3, I think it was, last week. Didn't look real, real good. But again, it's his first one getting going. Johnny Gray didn't look good over the weekend either. Texas needs those guys to be healthy. There's no question about it. Like you said, they're fighting. They're fighting like cats and dogs. So before we move on to the teams, is there anything else you want to shout out?
No, that's good for me for the week.
Okay, all right, Dirtbags. Nolan and I were talking a little bit and stuff, and we're not going to really talk about series or playoff teams, non-playoff teams. We wanted to go a little bit different tonight, and we thought it was kind of interesting. We just want to talk about it and hopefully enjoy it. Hopefully it's something that, we know you never hear about it because it's just not allowed. And we're going to talk about the owners of these teams. We're going to talk about the actual owners of these teams and good, bad, or otherwise. And obviously, the owners own MLB. So that's why you're not going to hear about them. But I want to circle back to the Braves. So the reason I want to circle back for the Braves, they got double A. So it'd be Atlanta Braves, Toronto Blue Jays combination on this one. And Alex Anthopoulos was let go from the Toronto Blue Jays in 2016 after that season. Now, at the time, oh, well, he gave up the farm. He gave up everything. Troy Tulowitzki at the time, so on and so forth, other guys. And you know, oh, he gave away the farm. And so all of a sudden, ownership, which happened to be new at that time, a young Ted Rogers was the owner of the Blue Jays at that time, if you don't know. And his son was now in charge of them. He was president and CEO. So he brings in Mark Shapiro. He brings in the rest of the crew, as you know. Shapiro and them have done a great job with facility improvement, development, Rogers Stadium now being improved, Dunedin being improved. They got lucky. They got Vladdy. They got Bichette. They got Biggio. They got a run of good people. And they brought in a bunch of good players, too. There's no question about it. But I think they've made some mistakes as well. And we've talked about it, right? I mean, either Bichette or Vladdy's got to go. You know our feelings on that there, Big Nation. And that's the truth of it. So now you flip the switch. Alex Anthopoulos goes from the Blue Jays at that time. Friedman picks him up within a heartbeat with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He spends time there as one of their assistant general managers. Then all of a sudden, Braves are up and they bring him in. Plays from the early 90s, for any of you is old enough with my generation, Sherholtz and Bobby Cox. John Sherholtz and Bobby Cox were leading the helm then. You look at Brian Snitker right now as the manager of the Braves. That's old school. That's old school because even though he knows how to speak new school, don't forget, if you don't know, he had been in their organization for what, 25 plus years before he got the manager job, if I'm not mistaken, Nolan. And when you talk, correct me if I'm wrong, but at the end of the day, that's a system that works and has always worked, those Atlanta Braves. And again, no ownership responsibility. You can't hold the ownership responsible because they are the owners. I could go on with the Yankees, Hal Steinbrenner taking over, whatever, and that. Not that he hasn't spent money or whatever, but you got to get the ship corrected down there. Steve Cohen went out and he tried it this year or whatever, and that. It looks like he caught his attention. And we'll talk about the Pete Alonso again with it, Nolan or whatever, and that. For me, if you're there, go all in. Go ahead and ship him out in the offseason because it's like the Shohei Ohtani, not to that level, obviously, or whatever, and that. But those Vladimir Guerreros, those Pete Alonzos, you can get a lot back for them. So if you're in the middle of the road, you're not getting the job done, you got to take some ownership and you got to move those guys out. You got to be willing to take that chance. You just spoke about Olson replacing Freeman. Huge, tough challenge for Anthopoulos, right? We all talked about it 2 years ago. How do you let him go? How do you let the icon go? He let him go, and what, within 2 weeks they had Olson signed. So there's two variantings. I'd like to hear yours. I mean, obviously there's all the teams across the board or whatever and that, but we're going to touch on them for sure tonight. So Nolan, what do you got on thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're looking at the way that the Atlanta Braves built it up and everything like that, right? Like, people forget that the Atlanta Braves during the 2010s decades were not a good team. Right, for the majority of the decade, they were not good. Freddie Freeman, that's kind of why he was the icon there, was because he went through all of it. Like, he went through the back end of Chipper Jones's career where they were still in contention with air quotations around that. And then all of a sudden, basically, they were just a floundering team and no one really took them serious. They were kind of the butt joke of the National League East. And then all of a sudden, they became dominant again, right, once they got all their guys called up. So, I mean, you're looking at it, right? They're right now one of the prime examples of getting their guys locked in to these deals for long-term extensions before they're even arbitration eligible or early arbitration eligible, right? And then so you want to flip over, like you said, Cohen and those guys up in New York, the Steinbrenners up in New York, right? Teams that have spent the money and not working out for them. San Diego Padres, right? Another team that spent a bunch of money, didn't work out for them. Ownership, yeah, they're opening up their pockets, but they're not opening up their pockets for the right players. So, I mean, it's a catch-22, right? Where there's teams in the American League Central, if you want to go there. Like, you're looking at those teams. Historically, none of those teams have spent money. National League Central, same thing. None of those teams have spent money outside of the Chicago Cubs. Historically, obviously, the St. Louis Cardinals more recently have spent money, but even the Cardinals, though, you can make a strong argument for them spending the money in the wrong spots. So, you're looking at it, right? Like, ownership needs to go out there and they need to assess, okay, who are the right people for me to bring in to lead this organization back to success, to improve the quality of the team, to keep the team in town. Case in point, the Baltimore Orioles, what they're having to deal with right now with the Angelo situation, right? Even the Los Angeles Angels, you want to jump out there, right? Team that obviously historically has tried to spend the money and never seems to pan out. So obviously it all starts up at the top, and ownership ultimately gets the say at the end of the day on who the right employees are that's working underneath them. It's their team. They get absolute say in it. But thinking about it, man, you're like, look at the Milwaukee Brewers, right? I want to point out the Milwaukee Brewers because to me, they're one of the best run organizations in baseball because they're a team that realistically doesn't spend over $110 million too often. And if they do, they're barely over that because their ownership has the restrictions on them. But then they brought in Craig Counsell, former player who's done an amazing job there as manager for a very long time. I believe he's the longest tenured National League manager still. And you're sitting there and you're like, man, this is a great organization. American League Central, there was tons of teams that were in contention that should have made bigger moves at the trade deadline that didn't make these moves. Why? Because ownership didn't open up their pockets and say, hey, listen, we got these TV deals that no matter what, we're going to be making millions of dollars off of them. And we're too afraid to spend the money on the right players. So, yeah, I mean, ownership needs to take some accountability across all the major league teams. And they need to say, hey, we need to set our teams up for better situations. So then this way we can retain our players and sign the right players.
Yeah, and I want to touch on it in the curtain call questions as well, Dirtbag. So I want to continue this conversation. So we'll be right back here after the break.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, B-Y-L-I-N-E, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
quarterback dripex before we get going to the actual curtain calls. We're still going to finish up on kind of Nolan and my curtain call, if you will, or whatever. And we're talking about the last segment before the break. And I just want to finish up, and I get it. It's a delicate issue, and we know we're treading on the fine line or whatever, and we're not trying to be ignorant, overboard, or anything else. But you look at the Dodgers, a lot of American players on it. The Philadelphia Phillies last year, a lot of American players on it. The Braves, I mean, yeah, there's Acuna, yeah, there's Albies on it and stuff, but the rotation, the team, a lot of American players on it. And you look at the other teams, the Blue Jays haven't been there in the World Series since 1993. That just comes off the top of our head or whatever, but I mean, the Yankees are getting up there in years and stuff. But yes, the Astros have won it. And I think the Astros are conducive to their city. Their team is conducive to their city, so it works and it fits well. But whether you like it or not, like the Phillies last year, a lot of American players on that team or whatever and stuff. And not all, I get it. But a blue-collar town, blue-collar players, roll up the sleeves, and hey, let's be honest. When October comes in North America, if you're playing in the northern half of the state, and it can be darn cold, right, Nolan? It can turn really, really cold, and you see some balaclavas on players.
Well,
in the playoffs.
Here's the prime example, right, for what you're trying to make. I look at those late 2000s, early 2010s Detroit Tigers teams, right? And they were some powerhouse teams. Majority of the guys were from the islands, though. And you saw those guys bundled up, wanting no part in what looked like any of their series. And like I said, man, they had damn good teams from 2006 until 2014, when basically Justin Verlander and Miggy Cabrera were the two best players, right? Or two of the best players in baseball at their respective positions. And you're sitting there and you're like, okay.
Miggy was winning a triple crown.
Yeah. And like St. Louis Cardinals in 2006, they walked in with all of 83 wins in the regular season and they beat the Tigers easily in Verlander's rookie year. The early parts of the 2010s, right? You get them going, what, I think to two World Series? And they lost both of those. The other years, obviously, they were involved in the ALCS and stuff like that. They lost those to the Boston Red Sox, who, outside of Big Poppy, were predominantly American teams. Obviously, you're looking at the San Francisco Giants of the early 2000s or 2010s. Pablo Sandoval was pretty much the only one that I can think of. Like Marco Scudero, I guess, as well. But yeah, like predominantly Islanders, and they were obviously a Southern team. But whenever those players came up north to try and play in the colder weather of late October and stuff like that, I get what your point is, though. It did seem like not necessarily that they were packing it in, but almost like they're playing at half of their capabilities. Now, yes, obviously Atlanta, you want to talk about that from 2021 when they won their World Series. Yes, they did have Islanders and stuff like that, but you got to think about where that series was located, right? So you got obviously Houston, you had Atlanta, two teams that are still in warmer territories and stuff like that in the South. And yeah, I mean, obviously they play better in the warmer weather that's more conducive to themselves. But yeah, all of a sudden you saw these guys coming up to Philadelphia last year, and there was a lot of uncomfortable bundled up bodies and stuff like that, right? And so, like, I get your point where you are correct in the fact that, I mean, at least the perception is that a lot of these players, not necessarily that they're soft, I won't go there, but it does seem like they almost want to just go home where it's warm and they can get out of the freezing cold stuff. So, yeah, like, I mean, I'm looking at it, right? And yes, obviously, there's Americans from the South that when they come up here, you see them bundled up and stuff like that. But Pete Alonso, I mean, earlier this year, you see him after the game, right? He hits a home run. I think it was a walk-off. And he shirts off, like, no undershirt or anything like that. He's just relaxing there. And yes, I get it. He went to Florida and everything like that for university. So, obviously, he's a little bit warmer of a bodied guy. But yeah, I mean, he was rocking a shirtless or completely shirtless interview in middle of April in New York. And New York ain't warm then. So, I mean, stuff like that, like, yeah, I get your point where the Americans, it seems like they're more acclimated to play April through end of October in the fact that they don't let the cold affect them the same as some of these Islanders do. And, I mean, I'm sure you've heard stories over in France of guys that you even play with that all of a sudden, like, it gets to that time of year and they're cold, man. They're bundled up. Like, I know there's guys back here in Canada that play in the local inter-county baseball league that the second that the season starts up here in April, like, they are bundled, or in May, they're still bundled up and freezing their butts off and everything like that. And we're sitting out here wearing a t-shirt and shorts. We're like, sweet, it's above 0 degrees. We're ready for baseball season.
Well, that was exactly my point, Nolan. I'm glad you brought it up because, as you know, Derbigs, I'm over here in France, and I've got a group of a half a dozen Latin players this year. And they're great dudes. They're cool dudes. It's been awesome to learn the style, the culture that we talked about way back after the World Baseball Classic, Nolan, when we had Braden on with the show with us and that. It's educated and empowered me to become a better coach of understanding different styles and stuff like that. And that's why I bring this up tonight, Dirtbags. It's 100% true. It's now that I understand, boy, I'll tell you what, the weather drops down even a little bit here and they're like, oh man, it's cold. They're rolling on the sleeves. They're rolling on the hoodies. It's amazing. And you just hit the nail on the head for us. You know, if it's 10 degrees, oh my God, it's almost too hot. You're putting a t-shirt on or you just want your jersey on and nothing else. They need that warmth. That's what they're accustomed to. And so no harm, no foul. Hey, we all want to see the best players and they're some of the very best in the world. Absolutely they are. They need to be in the major leagues. But I'll tell you what, it's just something to really consider. And I think there's a lot of management and a lot of ownership that tries hard to balance that when their club is at the point of getting to the World Series or really far into the playoffs. So that was why we brought it up there, Bags. That's why I brought it up. Be sure to send us your comments, your thoughts, your opinions on it. If you're totally against us, no problem. Send it to us at Facebook or Instagram on Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Love to see the comments. If you're on board with us or you have a different opinion of this or that, hey, send it in to us. Maybe you got an opinion about your own team's owners that you're a fan of and grew up loving and stuff like that. You know we love it. You know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So send them in to us for sure. For sure. So, Nolan, we're not going to fool around with the curtain call questions. This flooded in today before the show. Rant or rave, Adam Wainwright, number 199, has a chance to get to 200, that elusive milestone that pitchers still aspire to come. Happy, mad, did it work out okay with the way the Cardinals were this year? What's your thoughts and opinions? And that's what the nation wants to know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're looking at it, right? Adam Wainwright did not have a good season by any stretch of the imagination. He looked absolutely downright terrible. They were calling for his head way back in May when he first came back up to the Cardinals. Now, that being said, is Adam Wainwright a Hall of Fame pitcher? No. He's not, unfortunately, but could he be the last pitcher that we see with 200 career wins for his MLB career? I think there's a chance. Because I'm looking at it. He's at 199, right? Among active pitchers, the next closest is Johnny Cueto at 144. Gerrit Cole's at 143, although Gerrit Cole is only 32 years old. So Gerrit Cole's still got a chance at it. Lance Lynn, 134. Madison Bumgarner, 134. Madison Bumgarner, obviously, I mean, not really officially retired, but more or less retired. Lance Lynn, he's 36 years old, so he won't get there. Charlie Morton, 39. He's at 130. Chris Sale, 34. He's at 120 for his career. Corey Kluber, 37, 116. So you see my point, though? Like, Adam Wainwright could be the last starting pitcher to reach 200 wins for his MLB career. That could be a huge milestone for him at the end of the day, which is unbelievable to think about. But, man, like, you want to break it down to the simplest of terms. Pitchers just don't go that many innings anymore, like starting pitchers. For whatever reason, it's become this modern-day get-to-the-bullpen-as-soon-as-you-can type of deal and just hope that the pitcher can give you a quality start. Back in the day, it used to be predicated on wins, man. Now, Adam Wainwright's start there last night was fantastic. That was the best I've seen him look all year, bar none. He had a great start. Do I think he's got a chance at 200? Absolutely, now that he got 199 finally. But that was his first win in 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely. You know the team's going to do everything in their power to make sure you get it done. Just before we go to the very last one that I want to talk about tonight, but do you think the fans overall, with the character and the quality of the human being of Adam Wainwright, do you think there's a lot of people out there that are rooting for him?
I'd like to hope so, because that's been a guy that's been a quality major league pitcher and a quality dude ever since he came into the bigs. Like, I don't think he's ever rubbed anybody wrong in the media, done anything bad, said the wrong things. Like, obviously, this year he starts out the year opening day and he's singing the national anthem, right? Like, stuff like that, man. You don't get to do that if you're a quote-unquote prick in the clubhouse, right? Like, you don't get to do that
in the industry.
Or in the industry, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and I mean, he's been nominated for the Clemente Award multiple times. I believe he won it once, if I'm not mistaken. So obviously, like, that's the humanitarian award and everything like that. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got to be a great dude. Everybody seems to like him. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in a pitching coach role one day. Obviously, the new talks out there that Matt Holliday wants to become a manager once his son officially gets drafted to the major leagues in a couple of years, and it sounds like he's the number one prospect already in the 2025 class. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they meet up and Wainwright's a pitching coach of some sort for Matt Holliday, obviously with their tenure together with the St. Louis Cardinals and everything. And, I mean, even that too, right? Like, playing for one team at the end of the day, that holds weight. Now, I get that a lot of people don't like the St. Louis Cardinals just because of the success that they've had throughout their career. But end of the day, man, Adam Wainwright, like, I don't think there's a lot of people out there that are rooting against him. Like, yeah, it's the back end of his career. Yes, the Cardinals are out of playoff contention. But, like, come on, man. Like, I know for a fact I'm cheering. I know every Cardinals fan's cheering for him to get to 200. One day he's going to be wearing that red jacket. And having 199 beside your bust is not the same as 200 beside your bust.
Absolutely. So this last player, we should be giving a lot more credit down the stretch, Nolan, stuff like that. I'm going to read out some of the accolades, and the one that he hasn't received, I'm sure you'll guess who it is. It's just more a statement for this last minute of this section and stuff like that, segment, dirtbags. But here we go. Player has 12 All-Star selections, 7 Silver Slugger awards, 4 batting titles, back-to-back MVP honors, and a triple crown on his resume. The only thing missing, Roberto Clemente Award. Any guesses?
Obviously, Miggy Cabrera. But,
yeah.
No, like, he never won a Roberto Clemente. Eh? That's kind of strange to me. I figured he would have won one. But
he has one more chance, yeah.
Yeah, obviously, he was the Detroit Tigers nomination this year. He's been getting his rounds all throughout the year. That'd be a great way to end your career with the Roberto Clemente Award.
And that's it, right? When he was younger, he had some trouble when he was younger and newer in the league. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back. Nolan, give me your final thought.
The most insane stat of the day. Starting pitchers with wins this year. Justin Steele, Spencer Strider, both have 16 wins. The Oakland Athletics starting staff combined has 16 wins. That is insanity. Like, the Oakland Athletics have what? I think 51 wins this year. 51 and 99, if I'm not mistaken. 46 and 99, sorry. And they only have 16 wins out of their starting staff. That's unbelievably bad, man. And now I get that the Oakland Athletics were supposed to have a down year, but you can only combine for 16 wins out of your entire starting staff to tie Spencer Strider and Justin Steele for the most in the major leagues. Like, that's why some people, man, some people out there think baseball is a joke. And I get it when people make that argument and you can point to a stat like that. Like, that is bad, man. These guys are getting paid hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to be professional athletes. And you're telling me they can't even find five starting pitchers that can combine for more than three wins each, four wins each? Like, come on.
It's a good final thought. Not if you're an Oakland A's fan, but just how interesting this game can be and how unpredictable it can be and overwhelming. And like we said, every week it's been something else this year with it in the MLB across the board. So, hey. We got another great week coming up of baseball games. I mean, obviously, the division leaders, for the most part, other than the AL West, still, it's starting to look like the Astros pulling away from the pack. But wild cards, they're all there. They're all in play. Even the 4-5 teams sitting on the outside looking in, man, there's a little over half a month left to play. So everything's on the line. If you're those fans of those teams, keep cheering hard. Keep roaring for them. We wish your team success, and we'll see where we're at in another week from now. But it's still exciting. Nothing's set in stone. Nothing's even close to set in stone. So if you're Major League MLB, you got to be a happy camper right now because football got started this past week, and everything's up and going. So all cards are on the table. Hey, wherever you are listening to us, thank you very much. Can't do it without you. Appreciate it. You want to get that apparel, you want to get the rope trainer, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And if you have questions for us, DM us at Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And hey, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.